The subject that I'm talking about today is worship.
今日所讲嘅主题系敬拜。
You know, who we worship actually will lead us to become more like that person.
我哋敬拜边一位，我哋就越嚟越像边一位。
You know, and this is true in life because when you see people who, when they so-called worship their idol, they want to look like them.
当我哋这个是真实的，当那些人 去敬拜一个偶像的时候，他们也都越来越像那个偶像。
So if you like Bruce Lee, you probably will cut the hairstyle like Bruce Lee.
如果你尊敬李小龙的，那你就会越来越像他，或者剪他的头发。
Simon, did you cut your hair like Bruce Lee before?
Simon, 你有没有剪这样剪个头发好像李小龙那样呢？
Or if you worship a famous Hong Kong female star, you probably want to dress like her, look like her.
如果你崇拜一个嘅偶像嘅话，咁你亦都会着嘅衫又似佢，你嘅外貌亦都会像佢。
But interestingly, in a survey, George Barner found this.
但有一个嘅调查系 George Barner 佢就揾到。
He says one third of all single adults who fit the born again criteria.
三分一的符合重生得救的条件的单身成年人
They were generally similar in values and lifestyle to those who were not born again.
他们的价值观和生活模式都和未重生得救的人相若
And he is talking about American believers.
他是说在美国的基督徒
Because they were surveyed here.
因为那个的调查是在美国那里做的
So it seems that believers are not being shaped.By the God they worship.
咁似乎信徒就唔系被佢哋所敬拜嘅神所陶造。
Instead, they are still being shaped by the world.
而系佢系俾世界所塑造。
The story that we read today is about a dedication service.
今天我们所读嘅经文就系讲到一个献上嘅礼。
Where they come together to worship God and to thank God for His goodness towards His people.
是去到是敬拜神，去赞美神，佢对佢嘅子民嘅美善。
And God has once commanded us to worship Him and Him alone.
神系吩咐佢哋必须系要单单嘅去敬拜佢。
And He also said that, "Be holy, for I am holy."
神亦都吩咐佢哋要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
But Israel has not done this.
但是以色列人没有这样做。
And then they were sent into exile.
他们是被掳去。
And then they came back.
然后归回。
God in His mercy and grace brought them back as His people.
神在他的恩典怜悯底下将他的子民带回来。
And so the return from Babylon started with Zerubbabel and Ezra.
由巴比伦那里去归回的时候是由所罗巴伯和以斯拉所开始。
And the first thing they did was restore the temple and restore worship back in the temple.
他们第一样所做的事情就是将圣殿去重建，然后将敬拜去带回来。
So that they can worship God again.
以至到他们可以再一次敬拜神。
And once again be shaped like Him, holy as He is.
再一次被神陶造成为圣洁，好像神圣洁一样。
And then Ezra, then Nehemiah came back and rebuilt the wall.
而尼希米就回来去重建城墙。
And after he rebuilt the wall, he asked Ezra to lead the people to repent before God.
他重建了城墙之后，就吩咐以斯拉去带领子民去在神面前去悔改回转。
You know,This dedication service that we read here should actually be before the revival.
这个奉献礼是其实应该是在一个复兴之前。
Because God has helped you, and the natural thing to do for you is to be grateful and dedicate what God has given to them back to Him.
因为神所为到他们所做的，应该就是立刻的去感恩，然后去将这样东西奉上给神。
But the repentance came first.
但是系嗰个嘅悔改回转系发生先。
Why?
点解
？Because when your life is not right with God, how can you dedicate anything to Him?
因为当你嘅生命唔系与神和好嘅时候，你怎能去献上呢
？How can you have a grateful heart to thank God for what you do or what he did for us.
怎能有一个嘅感恩嘅心去感谢神所为你所做嘅呢？
And so that's why they had to make right with God before they can have this dedication service.
因此喺呢个奉献礼之前，佢哋必须要与神和好。
And so let's read 27 to 39. Ask Spencer to read for us.
我哋系读27至39节，尼希米记十二章27至39节。耶路撒冷城墙高城的时候，众民就把各处的利未人招到耶路撒冷，要清谢、歌唱、敲拔、鼓瑟、弹琴，欢欢喜喜地行高城之礼。歌唱的人从耶路撒冷的周围和尼陀法的村庄与伯吉甲，又从加巴和亚玛弗的田地聚集，因为歌唱的人在耶路撒冷四围为自己立了村庄。祭司和利未人就洁净自己，也洁净百姓和城门并城墙。我带犹大的首领上城，使清谢的人分为两大队并列而行。第一队在城墙往右边向粪厂门行走，在他们后头有何沙亚与犹大首领的一半，又有阿撒利亚、以斯拉、米舒兰、犹大、便雅敏、示玛雅、耶利米，还有吹号之祭司的子孙约拿丹的儿子撒加利亚。约拿丹是示玛雅的儿子，示玛雅是马他尼的儿子，马他尼是米该亚的儿子，米该亚是撒克的儿子，撒克是阿撒的儿子。又有撒加利亚的弟兄示玛雅、阿撒利、米拉莱、基拉莱、马艾、拿丹叶、犹大、哈纳尼，都拿着神人大卫的乐器。民是以斯拉引领他们，他们经过全门往前，往大卫城的台阶随地势而上，在大卫宫殿以上直行到朝东的水门。第二队清谢的人要与那一队相应而行，我和民的一半跟随他们，在城墙上过了牢楼，直到宽墙，又过了以法莲门、古门、鱼门、哈南叶楼、哈米亚楼，直到羊门，就在护卫门站住。
If you follow the reading, you'll notice that the worship is not sitting in a pew like this.
你会发觉到读呢段经文，发觉到敬拜唔系坐喺座位上。
They were marching in the city of Jerusalem.
佢哋喺以色列城入边喺度系游行。
In response to what God has did for them,
系回应神所为佢哋所作嘅。
That goodness God has enabled them.To finish the wall in 52 days.
神嘅美善让佢哋能够喺五十二日之内将城墙修好。
And Nehemiah appointed two choirs.
尼希米就差派咗两队嘅歌唱队伍。
But before that, he actually appointed the Levites. If you read the beginning part, the Levites to purify themselves, purify everyone else.Including even the gates and the walls.
尼希米差派嗰两队嘅嗰啲利未人之前，嗰啲利未人要自洁，亦都要去洁净百姓同埋嗰啲门、嗰啲嘅城墙。
And so with the priest, they did all these things.
作为祭司，佢哋就做晒呢啲事。
It's a symbol of cleansing themselves before God, so that they can come and worship Him in gratefulness.
代表着佢哋系自洁，然之后嚟到神面前去敬拜。
You know, for the Jews, worship is a very serious thing.
作为犹太人，敬拜系一样好重要嘅事。
You just can't get out of bed and then get into the sanctuary and worship him from point A to point B like this.
唔可以系一起身就即刻去到嗰个敬拜场所，系由 A 去到 B 咁样样。
There's a time.Of preparation,
是有一个准备的时间
before they actually come and worship God.
然后才来到去神的面前去敬拜神。
It's so different from us today.
是与我们今天很不同。
Where worship is taken for granted.
敬拜是好像一样可以理所当然。
Just get yourself there on time and you worship God.
你准时到就可以敬拜神。
It's not about where you are with God.At that point,
系与你喺嗰一刻系同与神嘅关系如何系无关。
And that's what the Jews did before they come into God's presence.
这个是犹太人他们是在来到神面前之前要准备。
And so at this dedication service, when Nehemiah assigned this choir to lead them in worship,
Nehemiah 就是这样去委派那些歌唱的人去来到神面前。
And he had Ezra actually leading one.
以斯拉是带另外一队。
And he led the other.
而尼希米就带另外一队。
In other words,They themselves as leaders led the worship.
他们自己作为领袖去带领这个敬拜。
And they sang joyfully.
他们很喜乐地歌唱。
In this dedication service with songs of thanksgiving and with music of cymbals, harp and lyres.
在这个奉献礼里面有清谢、歌唱、敲拔、鼓瑟、弹琴。
And these are all instruments David has assigned to be used in the worship of God.
是大卫指派的乐器，是在敬拜神所用的乐器。
And they start thanking God and praising God.
他们开始去赞美神，去感谢神。
And two things they were actually thanking God for.
他们有两样东西是感谢神。
And they are obvious things.
是很明显的。
One is God has led them out of Babylon back to Jerusalem.
第一样就是神带领他们从巴比伦手中去出来。
Then restoring the temple and restoring the city wall in the last 52 days.
回到耶路撒冷，然后是重建圣殿，修好城墙，在52日内修好城墙。
Simple things that God blessed them, they gave thanks to God.
是一些很简单的事情，他们是向神感谢。
You know, someone says God has given us far more blessings than we ever thank Him for.
有人讲神赐下的祝福是远远超过我们过去一直以来所感谢神。
In other words, there are many things God has blessed us, but we never thank Him for.
换句话讲，是神给了很多的祝福我们，我们是没有去感谢神。
And so, whenever God brings you to the memory of all those things, thank Him.
如果是神让你记起一些神给你的恩惠的话，就要 去感谢祂。
You know, sometimes when I'm praying and then sometimes God brings to memory about certain things that happened and how He helped me, I give thanks to Him.
有时候祷告的时候，突然之间想起一些神所为我所作的，我就去感谢神。
I may have given thanks to Him, but the reason He brought it back to memory is to remind me. And so I need to thank Him.
可能我是有感谢神，但是当时神去容让我去记起这些事，我就必须要为此感谢神。
And this is what the Jews are doing. They are coming before God, dedicating themselves and thanking God and promising to commit themselves to follow His instructions.
犹太人就是这样来到神面前去感谢神，去将自己再一次委身给神，去按着神的去而去过活。
You know, it is important for us to have a thankful heart.
是有一个感谢的心是很重要。
Or a grateful heart.
是一个感恩的心。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because it creates a positive attitude towards our God.
因为是向神有一个正面的态度。
As well as people.
对人也都会有产生一个正面的态度。
Not only that, it creates a joyful heart.
除此以外，也都是去制造一个喜乐的心。
Because when we don't have a grateful or thankful heart, we tend to be negative, we tend to be joyless.
当我们没有感谢感恩的心的时候，我们就会很负面，也都是没有喜乐。
And my wife excelled over this from me.
我的太太就是在这一方面就是远超过我的。
And a grateful heart also prevents a critical spirit.
而一个感恩的心，亦都是能够遏止挑剔的心态。
As well as it acknowledges God is our provider.
而这个心亦都是去认定神是我们的供应者。
But on the other hand, if we don't worship with gratefulness in our heart, it causes us other problems.
但另一方面，当我们没有感恩的心去敬拜神的时候，我们就有另外一些问题。
The obvious one is, of course, that ungratefulness.
明显地就是不知感恩。
It causes whining more than worship.
是会引致到很多抱怨而不是敬拜。
And then it stops listening to God.
而去停止去继续聆听神的声音。
Because we are blaming God more than praising Him.
因为我哋去埋怨神多过去赞美神。
But what happens is that when we stop all this, or when we have all these problems, we stop doing what is positive and do what is negative, we no longer can be shaped like God.
如果是这样的时候，我们就不能够去被陶造，好像神，陶造像神。
You know, there's a famous author and speaker by the name of Dr. Wayne Dyer.
有一个出名的作者和讲员，他是叫做 Dr. Wayne Dyer.
And in one of his books, he says, Your Erroneous Zones.
他那本书叫做你的误区。
He says this.
他这样
说。All blame is a waste of time.
所有的责怪都是浪费时间。
No matter how much fault you find with another,
无论你在对方身上找到几多的过错
，and regardless of how much you blame him,
无论你责怪他几多
，it will not change you.
这样是不能够改变你自己的。
You may be able to make the person feel guilty.
你或许可以使他感到内疚
，by blaming him.
是去通过责怪他使他感到内疚。
But you will never succeed in changing whatever it is about you.
但咁样并能够改变你心入边嗰样件嘅事情。
That is being unhappy.
就系你唔快乐。
And so, if our wife stop blaming us, they will be much more happier.
因此，若果我哋嘅太太停止去责怪我哋，咁佢哋就会更加喜乐。
And vice versa, if we stop blaming our wife.We will be much happier.
而丈夫亦都系当我哋停止去责怪太太时候，我哋自己亦都会更加快乐。
Blaming doesn't make you happier.
责怪别人不能让你更喜乐。
Just as anger, you know, just as worry cannot change anything.
好似担忧并唔能够改变事情。
Blaming only makes you angrier.
责怪只能够让你更加嬲怒。
Whereas God, gratefulness on the other hand gives you hope.
另一方面，感恩系感谢系反而系俾你嘅盼望。
Because you recall the goodness of God，
因为你回想起神嘅美善
，and you know that He will do the same for you。
知道神会系继续系咁样去对待你。
And so because of this， you are receptive to change。
因此你就会更加系接纳神对你嘅改变。
And you will not whine, but you will worship.
会少啲抱怨，多些敬拜。
You see, I liken worship is like going on a date.
我觉得敬拜系好似去约会咁。
And when you going on a date, right? Especially the first one, right? You look forward to it.
当我哋约会嘅时候，尤其第一次约会嘅时候，你就好期待，系咪？
约会好保守嗬，拍拖啦，
拍拖。
So when you are on that kind of mission, right, on a date, you want to have a good time, and you want to make sure your date has a good time.
咁当你去拍拖嘅时候，你就希望系有好好嘅时光，同埋让你嘅约会对象系好开心。
And you want to make her happy.
你希望佢系开心。
And to have the best time of her life.
是去享受美好的时光。
So the next time you ask for another date, she will go with you.
咁你下一次去邀请人去同你约会嘅时候，咁佢就会出继续去啦。
If our worship is our worship like this,
我哋嘅敬拜系咪咁样呢
？I have to be sad to say that sometimes it's not as great or happy as it is should be.
好不幸地，我係覺得係有時候唔係咁樣。
In fact, some of us can be physically present, but our hearts are elsewhere.
我哋有時嗰個人喺度，但係我哋心不在焉。
We are thinking of someone.
我哋喺度諗緊另外一個人。
Or something else.
有啲另外啲嘅事情。
Or we may be critical of whoever is standing here.
或者是对港台上面的人 很有批评。
Whether they are speaking or whether they are leading us in worship.
无论是带紧敬拜或者是讲港台。
We forgot the person that we are supposed to be worshipping.
我们忘记了我们应该敬拜的对象。
And so if you are God, Do you want to go on a date with such a person?
若果係你係神嘅話，你會唔會願意去咁樣去出席呢個約會呢？
When your heart, your soul is not into it.
當你嘅心、你嘅靈唔係喺度嘅時候。
Joseph Stowell is a pastor, and he says this.
Joseph Stowell 嘅牧師係咁講。
He talks about the heart.
佢係講到心。
He said the heart is the most comprehensive term for a person as a whole.
心呢一個字係好全面咁形容一個人嘅整個個體。
Because it contains his feelings, his desire, his passion, his thought, his understanding, and his will.
包含咗佢嘅感覺、渴求、熱忱、思想、理解同埋意志。
In other words, it's the center of a person.
換句話講，就係人嘅最中心。
And this center of the person is the place which God turns to when we worship Him.
当这个是人的中心，就是当你去敬拜神的时候，神所看重的地方。
So He's not talking about the physical heart.
他不是讲到心脏这个器官。
No, this organ that we have called heart.
不是讲到心脏这个器官。
He's talking about our whole being as a person.
是讲到我们的全人。
The very essence that we know we exist as a human being, that's what he's talking about.
就是让我们自觉为人的那个的本质，那样就是他所讲的。
And this is a place where God meets us and shapes us.
就是神与我们相遇的地方，是陶造我们的地方。
Where he shapes our feelings, our desires, our passions, our thought, and our understanding, and our will.
陶造我们的感觉、渴求、热忱、思想、理解和意志。
But if we are not worshipping him, and if we are not, we don't have a grateful heart, we cannot do all this, and he cannot do anything for us.
当我们不是这样敬拜神的时候，那我们就不能够做任何事情，神也都不能够在我们身上做任何事情。
So worship is actually like a door.
敬拜，崇拜是好像一道门。
It opens up to God for Him to come in, to meet, and to change us.
是开门给神入来，我们去改变我们。
Worship is not in a service like this where we just sing a few songs to kill time.
崇拜不是，是唱几首歌去压时间。
Or because it's a tradition that we do in a worship service.
或者是一个的传统，是一定要在崇拜的时候做。
Worship is letting God come into our heart and sits there to rule over us.
崇拜是被神是在我们心中掌权。
And when he is ruling over us, then we can be shaped like him.
当我们被神去掌管我们生命的时候，就容让神去陶造我们的生命。
And so we have to ask ourselves this question.
我们要问我们自己一个问题。
All these years of worship of God, how much have we been shaped like him?
当我们多年来到敬拜的时候，我们有多少是变得被神，变得是更像他呢？
How much of us is becoming more and more like Jesus Christ?
我们有多少是变得越来越像耶稣基督呢？
The way we think, the way we act, the way we decide on matters.
我们的思想，我们的行为，我们作抉择。
Is it through the lens of scriptures?Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit first, rather than the ways of the world and the things that the world does that guides us.
是不是通过圣经或者是圣灵的带引，还是是去世界世俗的标准去带引我们呢？
You see, when you know, just use this example of what is happening in the world today.
好，用一个例子去表达今日世界发生的事情。
You know, this morning my sister just sent me a text.
今早我的姐姐是去俾咗一个信息我。
And she says, U.S. people are stocking up things because of coronavirus.
美国人是不断咁样囤积一啲嘅物品，是因为有呢个嘅病毒缘故。
And are we as Christians no different from the people of the world?
我哋作为基督徒系咪与世人无分别呢
？I'm not saying that we don't take preparation, we don't prepare, or we don't take care.
我不是说我们不应该作准备。
But our values and our hope based on all these things alone, or is it on a greater person called God that we worship?
但我哋嘅价值观同埋盼望系咪摆喺呢啲嘅物件身上，定系我哋可以系倚靠神呢
？Is heaven a terrible place that we are afraid to go to？
系咪天堂系一个咁差嘅地方，我哋好怕去呢
？That we rather stay here all our life？
我哋宁愿喺地上永远嘅喺地上面活呢
？Knowing even the fact that we one day will be leaving this place，
就算知道有一日我哋其实要离开呢个地上嘅生命
，So who's shaping us？
是什么去塑造紧我哋
？God or the world？
是神呢，还是世界呢
？If God is shaping us, then our life is a surrendered life。
若神是塑造我哋，我哋嘅生命就是降服嘅生命。
Verses 40 to 7, can you read for us？ 40 to 47。
四十至四十七节系尼希米记四十至四十七节。于是这两队清谢的人，连我和官长的一半，站在神的殿里，还有祭司以利亚金、马西亚、米拿文、米该亚、以利约乃、撒加利亚、哈南尼亚、崔浩，又有马西亚、士玛雅、以利亚撒、乌西、约哈南、马基亚、以兰和以谢奏乐，歌唱的就大声歌唱。以斯拉希雅管理他们。那日众人献大祭而欢乐，因为神使他们大大欢乐，连妇女带孩童也都欢乐。甚至耶路撒冷中的欢声听到远处。当日派人管理库房，将举祭、初熟之物和所取的十分之一，就是各按田地照律法所定归给祭司和利未人的份，都收在里头。犹大人因祭司和利未人供职就欢乐了。祭司、利未人遵守神所吩咐的，并守洁净的礼。歌唱的、守门的，照着大卫和他儿子所罗门的命令也如此行。古时在大卫和阿撒的日子，有歌唱的灵长，并有赞美称谢神的诗歌。当所罗巴伯和尼希米的时候，以色列众人将歌唱的、守门的每日所当得的份供给他们，又给利未人当得的份，利未人又给亚伦子孙当得的份。
Thank you. You know, if God is shaping us, our life should be a surrendered life.
若神是陶造我们，我们的生命必须是一个降服的生命。
How does a surrendered life looks like?
一个降服神的生命是怎样的呢？
It's a life that truly loves God no matter what happens.
是无论环境如何都仍然爱神的生命。
You know, if God reigns in our hearts, He sits on the throne of our heart.
如果神是掌管我们生命，在我们生命宝座作王的话，
We should be happy to come and worship Him.
我哋嚟到去敬拜神嘅时候，系必会喜乐。
Not only are we happy to come and worship Him, when we come and worship Him, we will come and worship Him happily and loudly.
我哋唔单止系嚟到敬拜，而且系欢乐嘅大声歌唱嘅咁样去敬拜神。
You know, I said this before a few times already in this series about worshiping joyfully before God.
我以前已经系喺呢个嘅讲道系列讲过，喺神面前系喜乐嘅敬拜神。
If you read here, you'll find that the Levites led the people to worship God with musical instruments.
是见得到利未人是带领以色列民是用乐器去敬拜神。
With the two choirs leading them to praise God.
有两队歌唱的人。
And what stands out here, if you carefully read, is that their singing was so loud.
而在这里注意到他们是大声歌唱。
The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away. Verse 43.
第四十三节，甚至耶路撒冷中的欢声听到远处。
God's people worship God loudly.
神的子民是敬拜神，是大声的这样去敬拜。
With their instruments and with their lips.
是用乐器和用他们的歌声。
It's like a lover singing a love song to the person he loves.
是好像一个人对他所爱的人去唱一个爱歌这样。
He's not shy to let the whole world know that he loves his lover.
他不会羞耻的觉得是去将这个歌是大声的唱给他所爱的人听。
He's not afraid to declare to the whole world that he loves her so much that he's even willing to die for her.
他不惧怕向全世界宣告他爱他爱到是可以是愿意为他牺牲自己生命。
That's how a surrendered life looks like.
呢个就系降服神嘅生命系咁样样。
Your love for the person is so great that you would sacrifice yourself。
你对嗰个人嘅爱系咁多，系愿意为佢牺牲性命。
And that's what Jesus Christ did。
耶稣就系咁样做咗。
You know, there's a story about a girl dying of a contagious disease.
有一个故事关于一个女孩患咗传染病。
It's not COVID-19, right?
应该唔系冠状病毒。
Because this story is before that.
因为好耐之前嘅故事。
The doctor told the mother not to kiss her daughter and endanger her own life.
医生告诉母亲唔好去亲吻佢嘅女儿，去让佢自己嘅生命受威胁。
And so one day when she was visiting the daughter hold her.And the daughter was struggling, and then was holding her and asking the mom, "Mom, kiss me."
嗰个女儿有一日就系喺度系挣扎紧嘅时候，咁佢就话：妈妈，请你锡我。
And without thinking, the mother tenderly kissed her daughter.
嗰个妈妈就毫无嘅保留咁样样去好温柔咁样亲吻佢嘅女儿。
And then the story tells us that days later, she went to be with the Lord.
而个故事告诉我哋，几日之后佢就安息主怀。
Real love forgets the self。
真爱系让人将自己摆埋一边。
It fears no danger。
系唔惧危难。
It's passionate。
系热切嘅。
It doesn't calculate。
系唔计较嘅。
It does not betray。
系唔会背叛。
But surrender to the one he loves。
系完全降服喺佢所爱嘅人嗰度。
You know we often sing the hymn.All to Jesus, I surrender.
我哋常常唱我奉献所有。
I don't know how much we mean the words when we sing it.
我哋究竟系有几多系讲真嘅呢
？Is it really a genuine love for God?
系咪真系对神嘅爱呢
？Or just a lip service?
定系只系口讲
？You know, one of the things why I study a Prairie Over Region College in Vancouver.
我喺一个嘅喺温哥华嗰度读书嘅时候
，no， I choose to study in Alberta Prairie Bible Institute。
我系选择喺嗰个 Bible Institute 喺嗰个圣经学院嗰度读书
，instead of Region College famous for its in Canada，
而唔系喺 Region College 一个好出名嘅加拿大嘅学院度读书
，because out of Prairie Bible School came。Missionaries who give up their life for Jesus Christ.
Because in Prairie Bible School, this Bible College, there are many people who come out who are preaching for Jesus Christ. And they are preaching the gospel. There are many preachers who come out to preach for Jesus Christ.
And the most famous one is Jim Elliot, the husband of Elizabeth Elliot.
The most famous one is Jim Elliot, Elizabeth Elliot's husband.
He was killed by people who eat human beings.
佢系被食人嘅族所嘅人所杀嘅。
Where he go and preach the gospel to them。
当佢去到嗰族人嗰度去传福音嘅时候
，And these are the people that I admire and I want to imitate in their true love for God。
呢个就系我所敬仰嘅，亦都系想模仿嗰啲嘅真实爱神嘅人嘅模仿。
It's not just lip service。
唔系净系口讲
，But they live out their lives in that way。
但系佢哋系如此，系活出佢哋嘅生命。
And then the second thing, a surrendered life looks like is this no-brainer that is sacrificial.
呢个降服嘅生命，另外一样就系展现出系牺牲嘅爱。
Although here we don't see them surrendering their lives in that sense.
虽然喺呢段经文睇唔到佢哋系去将生命去牺牲咁样样。
But the worshippers.Remember, they just came back from exile.
但系嗰啲嘅敬拜嘅人，佢哋刚刚从秘掳归回嚟到呢个地方。
And whatever they have is going to help them start their life in Jerusalem.
佢哋物质上所有嘅嘢系能够帮助佢哋喺耶路撒冷度开展新生活。
But here in the dedication service, they brought their tithes and their offerings to God as instructed in the law.
但喺奉献礼嘅时候，佢哋就献上佢哋嘅十分之一同埋献祭，正如律法所吩咐佢哋所做嘅一样。
Where verse 47 tells us they, the whole of Israel, the people contributed daily to the musicians, the gatekeepers, and to the other Levites.
第四十七节睇到以色列众人将歌唱的守门的每日所当得的份供给他们。
And even the Levites set aside portion for the descendants of Aaron.
又給利未人當得的份，利未人又給亞倫子孫當得的份。
And so Nehemiah saw what the people were bringing, and they were so much that he has to build storehouse to keep them.
尼希米見到他們所帶來的敬拜和十一奉獻，多到要建立庫房去儲藏他們。
You know, as today, we don't do all this kind of thing.
我們現今沒有做這些事了。
We only give our tithes in terms of money.
我們是用金錢來奉獻這個十一奉獻。
And with the priesthood of all believers, we can worship God directly without the priest.
我們作為信徒是有這個祭司的職份，是直接的去可以敬拜神。
The only person you pay is the Christian worker like me.
是對你去要需要付上的，就是金錢的，就是好像基督的工人，好像我這樣。
Or the admin staff that serves you.
或者是一些行政的職員。
And so we bring our tithes to the church.
因此我們將十一奉獻帶來教會。
And for some people, this is easier than, easier to give their money more than their time.
有对某啲人嚟讲，去奉上金钱系容易过奉上时间。
For some, it's actually easy for both. They have time, they have money, and they can give both.
对另外啲人嚟讲，金钱同埋时间都系同样容易嘅去奉献。
But for those who don't have time, don't have money, it's very hard to do too.
但若果又冇金錢，亦都冇時間嘅，就係好困難去做。
And so there are people who may just use their lips and offer nothing.
亦都有人係淨係用把口，係冇其他擺上啲乜嘢。
And so you may give him, they may say they want to do this or they want to do that, but for years have passed, they never did it anyways.
可能係口講我想做呢樣，我想做嗰樣，但係好多年過去仍然冇做到。
But worship is not about having one or the other.
敬拜不是说有这样或者那样。
It is about whether it's not about whether I have this to give or I don't have this not to give.
或者是我有这样可以献上，或者我没有那样不能够献上。
But it is about how deep our love for God is.
而是关乎我们对神的爱有多深。
Where we are willing, even we don't have the time, we don't have the money, we are willing to make the sacrifice to give them.
我们就算没有时间，没有金钱，我们仍然愿意牺牲的这样去献上给神。
Now the Bible has many stories about, especially Jesus mentioned them about, some people who are willing and some people who are not.
圣经中有很多记载，是记载到有些人愿意献上，有些人不愿意献上。
And Jesus told a story about a father asking his two sons to do something.
耶稣是讲过一个故事，一个父亲告诉他两个儿子要做一些事情。
One say okay, I'll do it, but never do it anyway.
一个儿子口里答应，但是就没有做到。
But another says okay, I will not do it, but later on he regretted and he went and do it.
另一个儿子他答的时候就不应承，但是后来后悔就去跟从父亲所吩咐的去做。
And then this rich young man who told Jesus, I kept all the laws, but when Jesus asked him just to sell everything he has and give to the poor, he walked away sad.
另一个故事是讲到一个富有的少年，他来到耶稣面前，他说他已经遵守所有律法，耶稣告诉他要变卖一切他所拥有的分给穷人，那他就忧忧愁愁地走了。
Why?
为什么？
Because he wasn't willing.
因为他不愿意。
He wasn't willing to pay the price of sacrifice.
他不愿意付上牺牲的代价。
You know, we are to worship God with what we have and what we can.
我们是用我们所拥我们所能够的所有的去敬拜神，也都用我们不能够的去敬拜神。
As well as what we can't.
和我们不能够的。
Because when we come do it, it means we have to sacrifice it.
当我们不能够的时候，就代表着我们必须是要作牺牲。
Because it's easy to sacrifice what we can.
因为是很容易献上一些我们所可以有的，
but not what we can,
而不是我们没有的。
And the hardest thing for us to sacrifice is ourselves.
最难去做嘅就系去牺牲我哋自己。
And William Temple, a British person, he defined worship as this.
William Temple, 一位嘅英国人就系咁样去定义敬拜。
He says worship is the submission of all our nature to God.
敬拜系将我哋嘅全人去降服俾神。
That includes what we can and what we can't.
包括我哋所可以嘅或者唔可以嘅。
You know, I didn't understand all this in the beginning.
我开头嘅时候唔明白呢啲事。
Until I began to understand what true worship is really is.
然后我就慢慢明白真正嘅敬拜系咩意思。
And that's where I was willing to surrender to God's call to serve Him.
然后我就愿意降服喺神嘅呼召，系去进入侍奉。
And God may be asking you to surrender some things to Him.
神可能系会问你，去邀请你去降服一啲嘢俾佢。
Not necessary into full-time ministry.
唔一定系全时间嘅侍奉。
Maybe just a simple vice.
或者系一啲次简单嘅次要嘅东西。
And this vice may not even be a sin.
呢啲次要嘅嘢或者未必系一个嘅罪。
But it is getting a hold of you and all your time.
或许呢样次要嘅嘢系去捉晒、用晒你啲时间，或者系控制咗你啲时间。
And this can be even just a position you hold as an office.
可能系一个嘅职位。
Or even a certain doctrine of your Christian faith.
或者系你喺基督教嘅信仰入边嘅一啲信条。
Will you be able to surrender and sacrifice it to God?
愿唔愿？你会唔会愿意将呢一样嘢交出嚟牺牲献上俾神呢
？Because your worship is to God alone, and not to an office, and not to a doctrine.
因为你嘅敬拜系要向神，而唔系一个嘅职位或者系一贴个嘅信条。
Tim Keller in his book Counterfeit God says this.
Tim Keller 喺佢嘅书《假神》呢一本书入边咁讲。
He says idolatry functions widely inside religious communities.
拜偶像是在一个信仰群体里面很多时都有发生。
Where doctrinal truth is elevated to the position of a false god.
那些信条教条就去升级到一个好像神那样的人 去拜这个偶像。
Their trust in the rightness of their views make them feel superior.
他们去捉紧他对那条信条 的坚持。
He also says,Making an idol out of doctrinal accuracy, ministry success, or moral rectitude leads to constant internal conflict, arrogance, and self-righteousness, and oppression of those whose view differ.
而捉紧呢啲信条立场嘅，就会系去让到其他持唔同立场嘅或者信条嘅人去被踩低。
And I have to agree with him because I have to.You know, it's a sad thing, but you see them in many Christian believers.
虽然是很惨的事，但是是很不幸地是在发生在很多的信徒里面。
Where they follow well-known Christian figures and what they teach, to a point they become cultic more than Christ-like.
去跟从一些基督教的某些老师去变成一种是一种的跟随，甚至乎一种好似啲
肉端，肉端啊
，cult 哦，异端，好似异端咁样样去跟随。
You know, if we really worship God, then we would be just following God and not human beings.
如果你系真正嘅跟随神，就会系跟随神，而唔系跟随人。
Because everything that we comes out, we call doctrine, is our own interpretation of God's revelation in scriptures.
因为我哋所引申喺圣经经文引申出嚟嗰啲嘅教义，都系人所制造嘅。
And then, if we care about Sunday worship itself, the service, more than fulfilling what Jesus commands us, then we have entered into another form of idolatry.
而如果我哋系重视星期日嘅崇拜，系多过神耶稣所吩咐我哋喺世界要做嘅工作，咁我哋就跌入咗另外一个嘅拜偶像。
And two things Jesus commands us.
耶稣系吩咐我哋，命令我哋做两件事
：love him and love one another, and fulfill the great commission to go.
爱神亦都要系彼此相爱，亦都系要出去去叫万民使佢哋作耶稣基督嘅门徒。
But if we all just concerned with the Sunday worship service itself, then we have turned it into our idols.
但系若果我哋嘅全部嘅考虑都系摆喺周日嘅崇拜入边。咁我哋就会系将周日嘅崇拜变成一个偶像咁样。
Instead of fulfilling these two commands，
而系忘记咗去履行耶稣基督教导我哋嘅命令，我哋嘅呢两样嘢。
In other words， we are just worshiping ourselves。
换句话，我哋净系敬拜我哋自己。
Because we want the service to serve us， we want whatever that is in the service to bless us。
因为我哋想呢啲嘅周日敬拜去祝福我哋，去侍奉我哋。
And when we do that, we actually sinning against God.
当我哋咁做嘅时候，我哋就系去向神犯罪。
And we are shaped by the world more than God Himself.
我哋就系被呢个世界嘅价值观去塑造，而唔系被神去塑造。
We will worry about COVID-19 than fulfilling these two things.
我哋系去担忧嗰个嘅讲台，系多过去担忧。或者去记住神所吩咐我哋要做嘅呢两样嘅命令。
You know, this is the best opportunity for us to bring the gospel to those who are fearful and worried about their future.
现今嘅时代就系最好嘅机会去让到人去知道福音，尤其当佢哋去担心佢哋将来嘅时候。
Where we can tell them there is a better hope than what the world has to offer.
我哋可以告诉佢哋，系有一个嘅盼望，系好过呢个世界所能给予嘅。
And so instead of stocking up toilet papers, stock up yourself by reading the Bible.
与其去买好多嘅厕纸，倒不如就用时间去睇圣经。
And remind yourself that we have this better hope.
使我哋记起我哋有一个更好嘅盼望。
And give it to those who need it.
去将呢个盼望传俾有需要嘅人。
You know, I said before that the rebuilding of God's temple requires the Israelites to make sacrifices.
我之前亦都有提到，去重建圣殿系需要系嗰啲以色列子民嘅牺牲。
And I mentioned one of the things they had to do was to stop building out their own houses to build the wall.
其中一样就系佢哋要停止建立佢哋自己嘅房屋去建造呢个城墙。
And the same is with the church.
同样地，教会亦都系一样。
There are certain things we need to make sacrifices.
有啲嘢我哋必须要牺牲
，in order to build God's church.
好使到能够去建立教会。
And that thing, I don't know what God is asking you to surrender or sacrifice.
嗰一样嘅东西，我唔知神系告诉大家各自系有啲乜嘢嘅要献上或者系牺牲俾神。
But if God is shaping you, then you will live that surrendered life.
但若果系神塑造你嘅，咁你就会系活出嗰个降服嘅生命。
You know, there's a story about this farmer.
有一个故事讲到一个农夫。
The author James Michener, in this book Source, he says there's this farmer who worshipped two gods.
James Michener 呢个作者系有一个故事系源头，讲到有一个嘅农夫系去敬拜两个神。
One is the god of death.
一个系死神。
The other god of fertility, or the goddess of fertility.
一个是生育女神。
And so one day the priests of the temple asked all the villagers to bring their young sons to be sacrificed to the gods they worship.
而有一天，嗰啲嘅庙入边嗰啲嘅祭司就叫嗰啲村民就系将佢哋带佢哋嘅年轻嘅儿子去到献祭。
Because they were experiencing drought, and so if they want good crops, they are to offer their sons as sacrifices.
因为当时有旱灾，所以佢哋嘅农作物失收，佢哋就嗰啲庙入边嘅祭司就叫佢哋去牺牲佢哋嘅儿子，以致到有好收成。
So on that day, he dragged his wife along and the boy to the temple.
嗰一日就佢就将佢嘅妻子同埋儿子系强行拉到现场
for this religious execution.By fire to the god of death.
去用火烧死自己嘅儿子献俾死神。
And after the sacrifice, the priest also make an announcement.
咁献祭之后，嗰个嘅庙宇嗰个嘅祭司就去报告去宣告。
To incite the gods to bless them with a good crop.
是要 去使他们所拜的神 去使他们有好修成。
The goddess of fertility.
就是生育的女神。
One man or one of the fathers who sacrificed the son will spend the next week in the temple living with the new temple prostitutes.
其中一位的父亲在接下来一周里面在那个庙那里就会是花时间跟一个新的庙的一起。
And when he announced the name, and that is this man, this farmer, the wife noticed something.
咁当嗰个嘅庙宇嗰个人去讲嗰个丈夫个名嘅时候，嗰个个太太就注意到一样嘢。
He saw in his face a desire that she did not expect。
佢注意到丈夫嘅面上有一种佢从未见过嘅表情。
And when they call his name, and he lunged forward, it was even more overwhelming for her.
当那个庙去那个人讲出她丈夫的名字的时候，那个丈夫就急不及待地扑出去，那就更她就个太太就更加的惊讶。
As she walked out the temple,
当她离开那间庙的时候
，in her head it was, you know, so many things were swimming in her head.
她头脑一片空白。
And she told herself, or she concluded to herself.
她就对自己谂。
He said if.My husband had worshipped a different god.
如果我的丈夫去敬拜另一个神，
he would be a different man.
他就必定会是不一样的人。
You see, you are shaped by whom you worship.
你是会被你所敬拜的那样东西去塑造。
And many of us claim to worship God.
我们很多人声称去敬拜神。
But are we like one of those in George Barna's survey?
但我哋系咪好似喺 George Barna 嗰个嘅调查入边嘅其中一啲人
，who claim to be born again but are no different from the world，
声称系重生得救，但系同世界都系一样呢
？You see, if we truly worship the God we claim to be the true God, then we will live like true believers of this God。
若我哋系真实嘅去敬拜呢一位神，咁我哋就会系真实嘅跟随呢一位神。
And may God search our hearts as we worship Him each week.
当我哋每周敬拜佢嘅时候，让神喺我哋心中去审，让神去使我哋审察自己。
Who is shaping us?
系边一个系塑造我哋呢
？The world or the God we worship?
系世界定系我哋所敬拜嘅神呢
？Let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
神啊，你嘅话语已经出去啦，求神你自己嘅圣灵嚟教导、带领、帮助我哋。来敬拜你，全心全意来敬拜你，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。